Blog Talk Radio.
There were some clouds, they were rolling through the sky, and they brought down all the rain. And there was a puddle that became a pond as it gathered up so much rain. Little seed close by grew into a tree as it soaked up so much rain.
Hello. Hey, this is Thomas, your host of The Philosophy Show. Today, Wednesday night, Wednesday morning, 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is October the 8th, where I am. And this is The Philosophy Show. And so we assume that you at least know what the word philosophy means, although that would be a good thing to define. And let me pull up my word web here. Philosophy. So is that like name Phil? Or no, it's actually called a belief or system of beliefs accepted as authoritative by some group or school. The rational investigation of questions about existence and knowledge and ethics. And I think that one's actually a better definition for this show. Any personal belief about how to live or how to deal with a situation, which I guess that would be still the second definition, a rational investigation of questions about existence and knowledge and ethics. And so there you go. And so today the show's name is The Gun Control Nuts Who Want to Take Away Our Lightsabers. And also, if we have time at the end, an IQ challenge. Plus, this is a live call-in show, so if you want to call in and either say something or just need some advice or just want to share some news, give us a call. This is a free speech zone, although I do want it to be all ages, so no cuss words really, but since it's all ages, or whatever would be the requirements for that. Except we can talk about any subject matter, so nothing that way is off limits, per se. And so, you know, usually the title of the show or how someone calls in leads it. So, you know, just because a title is called The Gun Control Nuts Want to Take Away Our Lightsabers and also an IQ challenge, you can, you know, guide it a little bit here and there, or fully all the way. And of the week, advice of the week, review of the week. And so let's begin. The gun control, the reason I wanted to bring that up is because that has been in the news again, and not a creative title there, or inspiring title. The Gun Control Nuts Want to Take Away Our Lightsabers. I assume you know what a lightsaber is, like Star Wars, those swords that are like, you know, what is a word? Those television sets are not like LEDs or plasma sword. Plasma, that's the word I'm looking for. Plasma. I saw a video by someone named Stefan Molyneux recently, and his title was Immigration and IQ or something like that, and how that should set policy or thoughts about that. So as far as, here's how I view things. I think people should take violence very, very seriously as if it was happening to them or their loved ones. just kind of like someone who sends our troops to war should only send them into battle if it's something that possibly they would go in themselves or send their own kids in, or maybe even their own spouse, for a better term. Well, it depends who it is. They have to love them with all their heart and their soul. Maybe that's even kind of a false challenge itself, because no one should be able to do that. But if someone was able to do that, or someone volunteered to be a part of that, and then they were entrusted with the leader of doing that, then that should be the standard. You know, it has to be something that's a just cause. And so I think we should take violence very seriously. I don't mean to mock anyone that's ever been hurt by, gun violence. And I think, some people probably shouldn't have them, but whether legally they shouldn't is another thing. It kind of reminds me of free speech. I mean, kind of reminds me of Star Wars. Now, even though that took place far, far away and a long time ago, you know, it's kind of a futuristic movie, right? And kind of showing how time is, certain principles are endless, and it's just, you know, a fantasy. But it had a sense of Americana maybe in it, or just a sense of life. That's why people liked it. And the lightsabers were just kind of a natural thing. And so I know some might say, oh, talking about lightsabers and comparing that to the gun debate. Well, you know what? Most of the arguments have already been made, right? You can view them all online on YouTube. I want to bring it from a different angle here, something that I think is relevant. You know, the principles are what matter here. And, you know, but it shows a sense of like a Wild West, but also with order. It's a kind of order that's like you're in a universe so big that people, except the evil empire, don't have time to micromanage everyone's life. That's what I would see as a good future, where we have order, and but you know, people aren't micromanaging things, and if they want to, then you know, we're gonna rebel against that, because there's lots of guns and blasters and lightsabers in it, and you could say there's, you know, and you would think that a society that can travel through interstellar space is not going to be prone to these kind of squabbles. They've probably, you would think, right? So that's not realistic. Plus, it doesn't seem like they live a long time, like age-wise, and you would think with all that technology, people could live for thousands of years. But besides those things, life creates art, and art creates life. I mean, even if it is a made-up story, it's, you know, it does, a lot of people embrace it, that's for one thing. The whole story is fighting for freedom and fighting the power hungry, and that's part of the reason why people liked it. And I think that's what I hear anyways, if you look at the reviews and comments and just the, you know, the bank that it's making, and it has. But you take a lightsaber, basically, so you can look at what is the principle here. Is the principle that you use science, and it's just common sense that if you have less guns, if you had less lightsabers and Star Destroyers and whatever else, then you're just going to have less violence. You know, you're also going to have less technology and less freedom as well. And I'm not putting that down. It's just a fact, okay? I'm saying it like a robot, without emotion. And there might be other things I'm not even thinking about. So if you hear a fact and you respond in a certain way, then, you know, if you respond positively, that tells something about yourself. If you respond negatively, that tells something about where you're coming from. If you respond objectively and non-emotionally, then that explains something as well. And I'm sure there's a whole spectrum. And so, you know, that's the purpose of this show, is not to, you know, be a part of any crowd or try to fit in. you know, I saw a good interview on Alex Jones recently with that one guy that does those. What is that? Well, here, I'll find it for you in just a second. Because I can go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/blastoffreshair, and click on channels, and you'll see all the different channels here. But it's Matt Drudge. That's it. And you know, he's saying he doesn't care about social media. He doesn't care about how many. He doesn't even use it. You know, and I mean, now I him either. So I do have a Twitter account, and I have a Facebook, and you know, a Google Plus, and etc. But you know what? I don't really care. I'm not trying to say, hey, you know, I want to, you know, kiss Google's ass or anything like that. I mean, you know, just I don't know. But it, you know, how can people find you if you know you're not in any of the results? I guess you can advertise other ways. But so getting back on track here. The purpose of the show is just to, you know, we're not on anyone's side here except just truth and objectiveness as much as we can be. Even if I'm not objective, you could tell me I'm not, and I would recognize whether it is or not. It's just common sense, you know? Like, if you're able to step out, that's why empathy is so important, because if you're able to step out and put yourself in other people's shoes, you at least have a chance of seeing something objectively. Bam, and that's a good quote right there that I just, you know, probably rediscovered that someone, lots of other people have said before. But so back to lightsabers. I mean, basically, if lightsabers existed right now, they probably, one of those in an instant could probably kill more people than, you know, a gun. And if they were around, they would be too badass for anyone not to want one of those. I would definitely want one of those. And if someone told me I couldn't have one, I would get one. I mean, that would be just way too freaking cool to have. A lightsaber. Who would not, you know, I bet you a lot of people would want a freaking lightsaber. And, you know, and if it was easy to make, I guarantee you there's no way you could stop it. And is a principle about efficiency, about mathematics, you have less lightsabers, you have less violence, but then what also equals the few people who have the lightsabers have all the power, don't they? Or potentially, unless if they're, you know, good-willed or whatever, or they're locked in a cave and you consider the cave having them, or they just are thrown down the pits in Lord of the Rings. Maybe sometimes, you know, you just got to throw it down the volcano, the mountain, and just burn those rings, let no one have those rings. Now, that was a different situation because there were only like 4 or 5 rings. If everyone could have a ring, you know, then that's like everyone having a nuclear bomb, right? So I guess there is scale. That's another principle. I mean, if it's to the scale where it wipes out everything, then, you know, so you could take a scale of like if a business could destroy an entire Gulf, should it be allowed to even, you know, do that? Like, I believe in free markets and capitalism, but you know what? If what you're doing has the potential just to wipe out a total area, then no, you can't do that. And or you have to do it with everyone's approval. Everyone has to agree, and it has to be super strict on, like, how you're able to make sure that 100% proven beyond a reasonable doubt that, you know, there aren't going to be accidents or that you can fix them up really quickly. You know, nothing like what is now. And but at the same time, we all should be allowed to have lightsabers, right? And if someone started building those rings, maybe people would just intervene and say, hey, you know, let's think about that for a second before we go down that route. You know, I don't think anyone could deny someone having a lightsaber. Seriously, if you think about it, if something like that existed, which could in the future, would not everyone almost want to have one? I mean, if it was like that. And wouldn't they not be one of the most deadliest things in the world? I mean, even though they're more of an elegant weapon, so I've been told, they're still a lot more deadly. And is it the principle about, you know, so-called common sense, or is it about the right to protect yourself? I mean, that's what guns are, is an equalizer. It makes a 3-foot person you know, on a level playing field with, you know, someone who's a, you know, fit robotic giant, you know, that's agile and strong and is like 7 feet tall and as agile as someone, you know, the typical person. And so, you know, now these people, in some sense, at least have the opportunity to be equal now, you know. Now, so, but the gun control people, they would be the ones telling you you can't have a lightsaber. I mean, the future of the world is going to be probably more like Star Wars without all the Trade Federation and all that stuff. I mean, you know, people would be hyperspacing across the galaxy trading. Hopefully there won't be, like, Sith and Jedis and, you know, people acting crazy and, like, you know, kind of like those cop movies where the superhero destroys half the city and no one gives a shit, you know. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, does that make you think twice about the gun debate at all? I mean, it's really an extension of yourself. You know, just like a golf club could be an extension of yourself. A guitar could be an extension of yourself. A pen, if you're a writer, could be an extension of yourself. Your glasses that enhance you. In the future, people are going to be enhanced with, you know, sonar, I'm sure, with DNA. They'll have, like, eagle eyes, you know, dog smelling, you know, whatever. Tons of crazy stuff that could possibly happen. The military is probably doing it now. I wouldn't be surprised. And at least making robots that have all those senses. And so would that be illegal? Because that person, if they had all that, would be a killing machine, you know, potentially, you know. And so where does it go? I mean, if it's just an extension, like, are you going to make the sting out of bees illegal or, you know, the horn on a rhino? You know, claws of a hawk. I mean, are you going to declaw eagles and hawks? You know, I don't care if other countries are doing it. They're not exactly always right. I do think they're right on some other things, though, you know. And so that's enough about the gun control nuts and want to take away lightsabers, because they would be. Once they can't have lightsabers, that's what they're saying now. I mean, again, I'm against all types of violence. How would I reduce violence? Well, number one, just realize people have this right to defend themselves. And then from that point, you can focus all your energy on what to do in that kind of world. And number one, all these other countries that have less gun violence also have, like, a living wage. Have you noticed Australia? I looked at the charts, actually, when they passed the gun restriction laws. At the same time, they massively boosted up the minimum wage, like $3 an hour. And ever since, it's been raising every single year to inflation. It's like at like $13 or $14 an hour for a typical Australian, or $15, I think. I'm not, it's somewhere in that range. And they also get, I think, free education in public universities and stuff. So, you know, they have that. They have also public health care. Yeah, maybe there's less violence because of that, too. And it's coincidentally, those things were kind of added the same time this gun control law passed. Maybe it just so happened to happen together. Maybe that's a conspiracy. So they knew that the statistics would go up. It's not much of one, but I'm not saying it's likely it's not. But I'm just saying, you know, it's just a thought. So same with England and, you know, Switzerland, look up their statistics. You know, and also you can make the argument we are the only country that, you know, you can be equal in more ways than one, not just through your freedom of speech, but your actual ability to enhance yourself, you know. We don't want anyone building a Death Star, but, I mean, what was Tesla building out there? I mean, could that, you know, and what are these you know, who knows? Well, I was going to say chemtrails. I don't really, honestly, I think most of those are contrails or whatever. But for a time there, I mean, I have seen some very convincing documentaries, but then I also wanted to look at the debunking things of those. And I want to look at all the different facts here, you know. I don't want to believe anyone. I don't want to follow anyone. I don't want to, you know, whatever, pander to anyone or, you know, give anyone a big head. And so now, talking about IQ, Stefan Molyneux had a show about immigration IQ, stating that there's been studies by this Harvard author, and he did some studies about immigrants coming from Mexico to the United States. The first generation has a lower IQ than the rest of the general average, but the second generation of the immigrants have a much higher one, but still lower than the general average. And then it starts, you know, kind of leveling out at that point. And then they're just talking about IQ in general and, you know, kind of bringing it to, I don't know. I mean, you know what? I'm a fan of his. I have his channel in my channels. And I do listen. I've seen lots of good interviews. He's had some great interviews with Joe Rogan. I think have been excellent. His earlier videos about, you know, where he goes over the steps of philosophy, those are absolutely great. And I think, you know what, he speaks his mind and he's just showing the facts. I think he's saying things in kind of like a robotic way and letting people emotionalize how they want. And, you know, he's like an anarchist philosopher, but he's evolved his changings and people do, and he's a person that's out there, and I'm not, you know, I think that's great. And so, again, I'm not arguing with any people, especially not someone who I would consider someone that's worthy enough to put on my channel. You know, if I owned a television network, he would definitely have his own show. And so would anyone else on my channel, so it's, which I'm going to update soon. I'm going to add like Sam Cedar and some other people on there. So it's kind of like a good homepage of like cool videos. But, you know, sometimes a good advice is to stay away from the videos for a while too. I mean, the news, although, you know, I'm just thirsty and hungry for information. And, so just trying to process it all out and spit out some kind of results here. But about IQ, that's a whole Pandora's box. It kind of was explored like in the early part of last century where, you know, they're talking about eugenics and stuff. But where does IQ start and stop? I mean, sure, some people have a higher IQ than others. And, you know, I don't think I'm in a bad position as far as that goes. But but they were talking about like how this can affect policies. And so thinking like, oh, well, I guess what kind of policies could this affect? Like maybe we shouldn't invest in, you know, general welfare programs to help the poor because they're not worth it anyways. They're all as dumb as a box of rocks and they're just, you know, just consuming, you know, wake, eat, work, sleep, produce, whatever, consume. I mean, you know, maybe we should just totally shut down immigration or only let people with smart IQs because that's going to be better for the future of our country. And you know what? Maybe we should stop immigration for a while. But if you're willing to go against your libertarian principles because of the here and now, because of the situation we're in now, where we're not, if it was a perfect society, he believes there shouldn't even be borders and people can travel as they wish, but we wouldn't have a general welfare system that also incentivizes people to, you know, abuse the system per se. But perfect system, and I can somewhat understand that. I do think we should have general welfare systems, but I think, you know, there could possibly be a freeze or a moratorium for a period of time, you know, to stop immigration for a while, then increase it like maybe a decade from now or something, you know. And so, you know, there's seasons, and we should generally be open and welcoming I think. And but I think we should maybe, you know, let the people here have a path to citizenship, but prevent any more for a while, so our country can kind of recuperate, per se. And that's why I also think we need a pullback from other countries. Let's recuperate and rebuild and recharge this battery. But anyways, that'll be a good thing. It'll be good for the future. It'll pay off, and, you know, it'll be better, more peaceful and prosperous for sure. But then we have to concede other things, that this is not a level playing field, you know. I mean, I would be all for getting rid of any laws about paying, having to pay someone a minimum wage, or, you know, or general welfare programs, even, you know, getting rid of all of them, if two things. And listen to this, because I think, you know, I think they should increase minimum wage to like whatever the same ratio would have been from the 1960s or 50s. I do think we should work towards total freedom, and I don't believe in these programs where, you know, they force you to spend your money on different ways. I think we should create our own public banking system like they have in the past, and I think you don't have to be a part of it. If you want to trade in gold or competing currencies, great, but we're going to have a public option. I believe in a system of public options, and that everyone gets a guaranteed annual income, or you could call it a stipend to start your own business every year or to reinvest back into it, and also have real voting in the marketplace. And that way, you know, people will be able to spend it on whatever they want, have enough for healthcare, food, shelter, things like that. We should have things that if there's a market for something as a public option, we can create it. And if the private sector wants to do it too, and they both can compete. Now, there's a lot more detail to it. There's a lot of articles you can look up about it. In fact, I'll talk about it again. I've had a show on it already. There's other people that have had good information about it. And I wish I could get you that information right now. But talking about IQ, I think everyone would have to equally. I think everyone, I mean, number one, I don't think we should go down the road of because dehumanizing others, because that's basically what ends up doing. We can recognize that each individual has a higher or lower IQ, but where do you set the standard of people? And if you don't even consider them people, and so, you know, I mean, and then that goes to how do you want to treat animals, and even giving your arguments the benefit of the doubt, or those arguments, you know, it's practical for everyone to rise above and contribute, and people will contribute in lots of different ways, and they'll help participate in ways that people don't know, and, you know, we should all be encouraging of each other. And and like always, argue on the arguments, not the person. It shouldn't matter if something's coming from, you know, Satan or Jesus, unless if it's something that, you know, that they're offering you, whether you trust them or not. But if it's a philosophical argument, it's the argument itself that needs to be explored fully and not the source. I mean, so anyways, we'll see you next week and hope you enjoy the show. Feel free to call in and listen and, you know, have fun. See you next week. Thanks for listening to The Philosophy Show.